Blog Talk Radio. From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Ms. Barbara Archer. I come to you this evening from Real Women Real Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast, and I just thank you so much for your constant prayers, your support, and all of what we do here to lift and edify women and to encourage them and to build them up in the faith and to build them up in their relationships so that their relationships are whole in every area, in mind, soul, and body. But before we get into this evening's broadcast, I'm just going to just start off with a prayer, and then we're going to get right into today's episode. Father, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we just praise you for all that what you've done and all that you continue to do in our lives. And Father, we just yield ourselves, oh God, because it's not about us, it's all about you. And Lord, I just pray that, Father, let your will be done in this half hour that we have together. As I come, as I share, as I open up my heart, oh Lord, and I just pray, Father, that you will be magnified, that you will be glorified, oh Lord, that everything that we do and say here will bring glory and honor to you. And we just pray for all those that are listening and all those that may be struggling in their finances, their health, their relationships. They may be struggling with their children, their marriages, whatever it is, Father, we know that you have the answer. And I pray that you will minister to every child of yours, every heart, every home this evening, oh Lord. And Father, I just pray that you will bring healing to every part of our lives. And we just thank you. We give you all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, this evening, I am very excited about this evening's episode. And I'm just thrilled to be here with you one last final time. I know that we have been talking, I've been sharing with each and every last one of you, that there's going to be some changes that are coming my way. And I'm excited about those changes because what those changes brings about new opportunities. So I'm just going to just say to you this evening that this broadcast has been a blessing to me. I just want to start off by saying that. And I have had a tremendous time. This broadcast began in October of last year, and it's been going ever since. And I'm very excited about it. But as one door closes, another opens. So this evening, I was going to do one more. Really, I was going to do one more episode, but what ended up happening is that I was going to come back next Wednesday and make June the 17th my last episode, but it looks like that today is going to be that last episode, and I believe that everything happens for a reason. I had the privilege of bringing someone onto the platform this evening that I was going to do an interview with he's an author out in Austin, Texas, and I'm not sure what happened. I had spoke to his publicist on yesterday, and everything was confirmed, so I don't know what happened, but whatever it is, I just know that God is always in control, and we plan, and God, he laughs. How many times have you planned something, and it didn't go the way that you planned? Well, I'm going to tell you something. When that happens, it's because this is the way it was supposed to happen. We plan, and God, he laughs. Okay, so this evening is going to be my last episode, and I just want to share with you my heart. I've been announcing, as you know, from Insanity to Sane, I used to come on every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then what happened is that during that process, I finished up a few weeks back, and I've been announcing that Real Women Real Talk will no longer be airing on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. But you will continue to follow me on Neocom Television Productions every Wednesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can continue to follow me I'm not coming away from radio altogether because I thoroughly enjoy radio, and I really enjoy what I'm doing, and I love the opportunity to interview. I love the opportunity to meet some wonderful people, and I have met some amazing, wonderful people, and I have learned so much through broadcast. Each person that I've had on the show, I have learned something, that I was able to take something away, and that is so important because as human beings, we are supposed to continue to evolve. We are continue to learn and to grow. And when we stop learning, we stop growing. So each person has added something special to my life, and I've learned a lot about myself, and I've learned a lot about relationships, especially being on this broadcast. I've learned so much about relationships. As you know, I've had so many people that come on that has come on the platform, and they were talking about love and relationships, and it has really helped me to grow in that area myself. So I'm very blessed for that. And that was I believe that this platform was a platform that God used really to minister to me and to bring healing in that part of my life that desperately needed his touch, and that was in the area of love itself. So I thank God for this platform. But there's other opportunities that I'm doing. As many of you know, I have my own PR company, which is called Fitz Entertainment Productions, and that spells out from insanity to sane, right? So anyway, God has blessed me with some amazing clients, and my business, it continues to grow. God continues to add daily to the numbers, and I'm starting to see myself as my company grows. And then I had the magazine. I'm still doing it. I'm still working on it. I'm still pushing through. And a lot of times it's always God's timing. It's not our timing. And we can start something, but it's God's timing, you know. And even with the magazine, I saw that was God's timing, you know. But I'm putting out a very special edition by this weekend. No later than Monday, that special edition will be out. But then you do not want to miss, because for my June edition, which will be out at the end of the month, the magazine will come out at the last day of the month, every single month. We got a late start, but it wasn't a late start. It was the right people. And sometimes that we have to wait until God brings us the right people. And God brought me an amazing person that is doing the magazine for me, so I'm very excited about that opportunity. So the special edition will be going out within the next 2 days, and then June's it should be out. And I have an amazing surprise. As many of you know, I have interviewed some amazing people on the platform. And I have the honor of featuring Hugh Hefner's wife, Crystal Hefner. She will grace us on the front cover of my magazine for this month of June. So I'm very excited about that opportunity. I interviewed her a few weeks back, and she was so wonderful. And a few days after I interviewed her, her publicist reached out to me, Mr. Neal, and he asked for my address. I didn't know what that was. I just thought, because I know that they're going to be helping me to promote my magazine, and because Crystal has like 2.2 million followers, so they was looking to do some, you know, promotion for me for my magazine. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they want to send me something about the promotion or something. And then I get this huge box, and she was so gracious and so kind, and she sent me a few of her items from her collection, and I cannot wait until wintertime come, because she has an intimate line, and some of the things are so beautiful and so cozy and just make you feel warm and fuzzy. So I cannot wait till wintertime comes so I can just slip into those nice little cute outfits that she sent me and just lay back and eat a bowl of ice cream. But anyway, so she's going to be on the front cover for June. And she also has her collection, which she co-designed with a her name is Rhonda Shear, and the line is Shear Couture. So you do not want to miss that as well. Plus, they also have another line, which is called Slacker, and that is a men's intimate line as well. So you do not want to miss all those wonderful goodies. I have a lot of advertisements. I have so much good content. In every issue, you're going to find some amazing articles by some amazing people, and you're going to be able to read it. This is not your average online magazine, and this is what God wanted. He did not want just a regular online magazine. He wanted something that was different. And this magazine is bringing exactly that. So you do not want to miss it. I'll be posting that on my website, which is www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. So you will definitely be able to click on my website. You'll be able to click on the link that will take you to the magazine, where you can purchase the magazine for $4.99. I will also be posting it on Facebook and Twitter as well. So you do not want to miss this opportunity. If you have a business or you have a ministry and you're looking to get advertisement, please send your inquiries at Barbara@BeWhoYouAreMagazine.info, and my name is BeWhoYouAreMagazine.info. When you do that, then what will happen is that you can send me an email. I'd be more than honored to feature your work in the magazine, okay? So please look me up. I would love to work with you. Okay, so that's two of my big projects. My third project is that I'm working on a fragrance line. The fragrance line will be called Insanity. Everything that I do will be from Insanity to Sane or Sanity. So my fragrance line is going to be Sanity. So I'm very excited about that name, Insanity, and I'm very excited about the fragrance. God put an amazing woman in my life that wants to help me with my fragrance line, so I'm going to be doing that. And then I'm moving over into the area of fashion as well. And I believe that why should women should look, we should look hot, we should look sexy, we should look good, even when we go into the gym, or even if we're just going somewhere, you know, like on a Saturday, instead of, you know, like throwing on a pair of sweatpants and a sneakers or something like this, you should look fly even if you're just going to the mall. And I don't mean that you have to be all dolled up. You can have a few pieces of article of clothing that just make you look so stunning. So I've been wanting to do this fashion line, and if you visit my website, www.FromInsanityToSane.com, and click under my web store, you'll see different things of what I'm going to be working on. You'll see where there's a picture that's going to be my fragrance line that will be coming out and the fashion line as well. So long story short, I was just praying, and I was like, God, I said, I really want to do this, but I'm trusting you, you know, because God will put certain things in you, and he'll speak certain things. He'll put certain desires in you. He'll put certain passions in you, you know. Well, that's where it comes from. It comes from God. So what happened, I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to wait, and I've waited. And then, Lord and behold, God sent me an amazing woman, and her design work, because I was looking for someone to design. I have an idea of what I want. I wanted someone to design and put those sketches together, you know, and God has opened up that door. So as you can see, I'm going to be very busy. And when you do radio, it takes a lot of time because people, when they send me their stuff, especially if it's an author that I have to interview, they send me the book, I have to read the book. You know, and so that I can get my questions, so I can get to know who that author is, so that I can ask the right questions, so I can give y'all informative information all the time. So between all that, it takes up a lot of time. Then I have to create the show. And as you all know, I just don't post anything out there on Facebook. I always like to put it in a press release. And you can click on the link that says Constant Contact. And when you click on a link, it takes you to the exact press release. Well, I have to design that. And all that takes time. So I feel that by me being released from this broadcast on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 and then my broadcast on Thursday morning at 9 a.m., it's going to free me up so that I can continue to do other things, you know. So one of the things that you will find out in life that just because you start off one place with God doesn't mean that's where you're going to stay for the next 20 years, okay? That's not where you're going to stay. Look at Moses, okay? Moses started out, he was raised in the Egyptian home. Then he found out that he was a Hebrew, okay? So then he murdered one of the Egyptian soldiers, and then he tried to cover up the body, okay? So then he ran, okay? And then when God called him, you know, I mean, you know, Moses was just your average person, you know? You know, he didn't think he was smart enough. He probably thought that one of the things where he struggled was because he had a stuttering problem that he thought that he didn't speak adequate enough. Okay, but God, look at how God used him. So all throughout the Bible, you see people, look at David, you know. I mean, when they called David, I mean, they looked at all other David's father's sons, you know what I'm saying? David was just a shepherd boy, but look who he ended up being, the king of Israel. And because of David, there was always a king on the throne, okay. So to say all that, you may start off one way with God, but that doesn't mean that's where you're going to always end up, because God has other plans and God will open up other doors. And sometimes God will start you one way and you be faithful. So my advice to you all women is whatever you do, you be faithful in the few things, and God will make you ruler over many. So just start being faithful. If it is just making posters for somebody, do it faithfully unto the Lord, okay? And once you show God that, you know what, I'm going to be faithful at this one thing, then as time goes on, God, he'll move you on, you know. And I knew in my spirit that I was being released from these two broadcasts on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 and Thursday mornings at 9, 8 a.m. I felt the release, you know, and then I got peace. And you always know when you're in God's will is when you have that peace. When you have that peace, you're in God's will then, okay? When you don't have peace about something, that means that you're doing something in the flesh. And whenever you do something in the flesh, you're not going to have peace. But you need the peace of God to come over you. You know, once you get that peace, then you can move on and explore the next thing that what God has for you. So to say all that, you know, so many wonderful things is happening. And I'm going to miss each and every last one of you all, you know. And at first I was thinking, okay, you know what, maybe I can still keep the show going, you know, and I can, you know, find someone that can take over the show for me and they can do the show. And I was going to do that, you know, and but then what happened, that did not work out. So I knew right then and there it's time to let go. Because sometimes we hold on things too long, and God is saying, okay, we want to let that go so I can move you on to where I really called you at, you know. But you'll never know that if you stay where you're at. So you have to continue to grow, you know. So I am embracing a lot of new things that are coming my way. And, you know, I started out just a book, and I'm going to tell you something. God is so good. Today I had to go to the dealership so I can take my car in. And what happened was I saw this woman come in, you know, and she was there just as long as I was, you know. She was making calls. I was making calls. You know, she was on her iPad. I was on mine, and, you know, and so on and so on. And then as she was about to pay and leave, she was mentioning to the mechanic, you know, that, you know, about her radio television show and that Fox getting ready to pick it up, and it was going to start doing live tapings in July. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So at that moment, you know, I was like, this is a God moment. So as she was leaving, I went up to her. I was like, excuse me, ma'am. I said, I just want to talk to you for a moment. I introduced myself to her. She gave me her name and everything. We exchanged business cards. And lo and behold, you know, she invited me. She said, I would love to connect with you. I would love to interview you, and I would love to have you sit on the panel of other panelists as we discuss relationships and love. And it's so ironic that it happened at this time, because God had just delivered me from this, you know, in this area of love and relationship now for about 4 weeks now, you know, because I have struggled with love for so long, you know. I can't really say that I really truly loved any man. So I really struggled in that area, and I knew there was an area that God wanted to deal with me wholeheartedly. He wanted to deliver me from it, you know. And Lord and behold, God did exactly that, you know. So, you know, and what happened is that the person who prayed for my deliverance just happened to be a man. God sent the exact same species that I had been fighting all my life. He sent the exact same species to bless me, you know. And he said to me, you know, he said, sister, he said, God is going to use you. There is a book on the inside of you that God's going to teach you to talk to other women about love, because so many women are hurting and they've been broken because of men have hurt them and they are left broken, you know. And he said, but God is going to use you. And then here it is today, this television broadcast, you know, and I'm right here in Atlanta, so I'm excited about the idea, you know. And I was like, God, I said, I thank you, you know. And just when I thought I was going to move back home to Maryland so I could be closer to my family, you know, and then God just closed that door because God had this open for me. So what I'm saying is that the doors that God has for you to open, do not try to open a door that God has permanently closed. And I'm not going to say one day God may not take me back there, but right now God has me right here where he wants me at, because he has opportunities here for me. He has people. I network with this one lady that she's an actress. I'm meeting with her on this Friday. We're going to have lunch at Ruby Tuesday so we can discuss some things, because I was mentioning to her about my book, and I saw my book as, you know, being in the movies one day. And she was like, Barbara, I would love to read your book. I can definitely connect you. I know a lot of producers out in California. I would love to connect you so you can make that connection. And then also today, while I was waiting for my car to get fixed, and what happened is that another gentleman that was there waiting on his car, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's amazing how you can get into conversations with people when you're waiting for a long period of time. And he was talking to me about, you know, we were just talking in conversation, you know, and I was telling him about my company and my book and all that, you know, and, you know, and I told him about, you know, how I met this one lady, and she's going to help my book and everything to get in the right hands with the right producer. And Lord and behold, he gave me the name of a frat brother of his in Greensville, South Carolina, that produces this as well. So God is just opening up so many amazing doors. So to say all that, it's one of the things of what I have found out is that when you follow God, you have to say yes to him. And I'm telling you, and let me just say this. Anyone can say yes, okay? I can open up my mouth and say yes. But your yes is going to require obedience. And without obedience, your yes don't mean nothing to God unless you're going to be obedient. So obedience and yes, they sisters. They go hand in hand. And you can't have one without the other, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. There may be some relationships that you may have to give up. There may be some people that you have to give up. There may be some things that you have to say goodbye to. But if that is what God is calling you to do, then you have to do it. There are relationships that I had to say goodbye to. God has moved some people out of my life. And there's nothing wrong with those people. They're wonderful people. There's nothing wrong with them whatsoever. But their season that they are supposed to be in my life is up, so they can't be in my season any longer because God has taken me to the next level. So when I said yes to God, I said, God, if that means I got to say goodbye to some people, I'll say goodbye. If I got to give up some things, I'll give up some things. But everything in me says yes to you. God wants your obedience. So I just want to just bless you this evening and just know that God loves you. And I'm going to play the final theme song of the day, which I love this song. It's called Super Dave. It's by hip-hop gospel artist. His name is Christian Gray, and I love his music. If you do not have it, please get it. But this is our theme song here, so I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to let the song play. Then after it plays, I'm going to come back. I'm going to pray a blessing over each and every last one of you all, and then we're going to say good evening. All right? So just listen to it and just enjoy yourself. That was our last song of the day, Super Dave by Christian Gray. Please get his music. His music is phenomenal. All right, we just going to just I'm just going to pray over each and every last one of you this evening, and I just pray God's blessing over you. Father, I just lift up everyone that has supported this platform since October. And, Lord, I just pray you will continue to watch over them and bless them and keep them. And, Lord, I pray that you would just shine upon them, that you would just smile upon their lives, oh Lord, that you would just bless them, Lord. Father, that every woman will be healed and restored, oh God, that you would just lavish them down in your love, oh Lord, and let them know, Father, that it doesn't matter who didn't love them or who couldn't love them, but that you love them, oh God, and that you want them whole, you want them healed, and you put purpose and destiny in them, oh Lord. And I pray, Father, they will find that purpose, they will discover their purpose, that they will walk in that purpose, they will walk in that anointing all their days. And Lord, I just pray blessings. I pray whatever needs that they may have, Lord, I pray that your hands will supply in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are almost out of time right now. We're down to the last 2 minutes. So I just thank each and every last one of you all for supporting me and supporting this platform. And we're just going to just be blessed this evening, and we just thank you for your support. I truly thank you for your support. I could not do what I do each and every week without y'all help, without the many emails. I've received so many wonderful emails, so many comments, just so much love that you have showed me, and I deeply appreciate it. But like I said, you will continue to follow me on Wednesday evenings under Neocom Television Productions, Wednesday evenings and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I will be featuring different gospel artists, different authors, celebrities. I interview a lot of people. This evening, I have the privilege of interviewing an amazing woman. She is a celebrity weight loss coach, author, and speaker, inspirational speaker, and her name is Tanisha Shanae Williams. And I will be interviewing her just around 1 hour from now. That is 1 hour from now, Eastern Standard Time. So please tune in tonight. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, where I always post what shows that I'll be doing. So you will always be able to follow me wherever that you go. And I look forward to sharing with you on my other platform. So please support me over there as well. And I just thank so much y'all had truly supported me. Even on the other platform, it is overwhelmed with the numbers, the people that support me, how they show up, and they not only do they show up, but they show out as well, and I'm very blessed for that. So we just love you here, Real Woman, Real Talk platform. I am your host, Ms. Barbara Archer. So tonight will be my last final. This is the finale of all shows, and I'm very blessed that I had this time to spend with each and every last one of you all this evening. So I just pray blessings over you all, and I can't say I'll see you next week because I won't be back here next week. But anyway, I look forward to many other adventures, like I just mentioned earlier in the broadcast, all the many adventures that I'm on. So if you want to be a part of that, shoot me an email at barbara@frominsanitytosane.com or for the magazine, barbara@bewhoyouaremagazine. I'll repeat that again. So if you want to talk with me about radio interviews, send me an email at barbara@frominsanitytosane.com. If you're interested in being featured in my magazine, send me an email at barbara@bewhoyouaremagazine.info. So until then, God bless you. We love you, and see you next time. All right? Good night, everyone.